Westlock. Westlock has become a vibrant, rural town thanks in part to the many contributions of one of its pioneers, Dr. Georges Whistle. Local residents were invited to hear interesting stories about Whistle's life and learn about his many years in Westlock, as part of a guided tour through the town, June 9 to 10. The Wet Your Whistle Historic Walk was presented by Town of Westlock Town. Abbey Keys and was a fundraiser for the Westlock Library. About 30 people gathered each night to hear about the life and times of one of Westlock's medical pioneers and his impact in the community, his commitment to the town and the many contributions he made to the region. They also learned about his personality, career, family, and hobbies. I have always wondered about this fellow, as our family has often driven past the Whistle Tower by Clyde. I read through his autobiography and thought it was funny, clever, and inspiring, said Keys. I wanted to share his story on a bigger platform. Born September 5, 1907, on a small farm in Quebec, he decided to be a doctor at the age of 12. After obtaining his BA, he attended the Faculty of Medicine at the University of Montreal and later interned in Montreal and did postgraduate work in New York City. He made his way to Alberta in 1938 and settled in Westlock, where he practiced medicine for the majority of his 60-year career from 1932 to 1992. He was an inspiring individual who wore many hats to better his community, whether it was that of a doctor, a pilot, builder, or school board trustee, said Keys. The historic walk began with a stop at Whistle's first home, located next to the Westlock Library, and proceeded to make stops at Drayden Insurance, Whistle Park and several other locations downtown, where Keys shared interesting bits of information about Whistle and read excerpts from his autobiography. One of them included the very first time he saw a motorized vehicle. One day, the three of us, my brother, a neighbor, and myself were playing in the middle of the road when we heard an unusual noise. As we turned around to look, we saw a funny contraption, a Model T 1913, with a hand crank in front, running at a terrible speed, probably 25 miles an hour, and making a hell of a noise as it got closer. It blew the horn and that was too much. We all started running home, crying. My mother explained to us that this was a new horseless buggy and that there was no danger. I can still see that car as if it was yesterday. The tour also highlighted Whistle's first clinic in Westlock, St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church, and Whistle's work as a school board trustee for the Westlock Catholic School Board, 1964 to 1986. It also noted when he was mayor of Legal from 1941 to 1944 and that he owned the first public airport in Westlock, 1948, which was located north of the railroad tracks. Whistle was a pilot and retired from flying when he was 56 years old. Keys said she hopes participants came away with a greater appreciation for Whistle's work and the many ways he made a difference in Westlock, as a pioneer who paved the way for others. I really hope the historic walk inspires people to volunteer for causes they feel passionate about, whether it's serving on a board or helping out for an event, said Keys. I think he greatly impacted Westlock's growth to where it is today. Our medical professionals are so important to our communities, especially in rural Alberta, and having access to medical services directly impacts our quality of life. Keys said with so much interest in the tours, she plans to hold another two or three walks later this year in September. That may include a couple of evening tours and a Saturday afternoon walk as well. Christine Jean, Town and Country Today.com.